an ad council.
Australia, if you're down there listening, not a good day.
Good day, mate.
Floods affecting about half of Australia. A lot of the coal mines that are used to fuel the steel mines all over Asia. They have a lot of, they're the biggest exporter of coal in the world. A lot of steel. 200,000 people have been made homeless by the rising waters. This is a mess. La Niña.
Floods,
is
birds,
responsible.
Fish.
Same stuff that's affecting the weather in Los Angeles. La Niña. Making a mess of things.
Is
it better straightened out, though.
That's what?
I don't know. This is La Niña. This is the year of La Niña. So El Niño is next year. La Niña. The women are the troublemakers. The female.
Right.
Excuse me? Maria Bailey's making a lot of racket. Jennifer Horn is here to make racket. And Roberta Fasanelli, whose middle name is Racket, are here on the Good Day program. So the story of the pilot who was on the United Airlines flight 777 from Chicago to Frankfurt got diverted to Toronto last night because the pilot spilled coffee on the controls and the plane was no longer really controllable to the point where there's a button that the pilot can push for hijacking. If you look at the controls of 767, well, pretty much everyone, but mostly they're obvious. 767, you ever been in a cockpit of 767, 747, the planes that are likely to be hijacked, the bigger planes, there is a button the pilot pushes for an automatic alert if the plane's being hijacked. So he spills his coffee.
He had to press it?
No, he didn't have to press it. The coffee shorted out the instrument panel.
Oh, no.
So, and one of the things that went off, or didn't work, or I guess worked and went on, it shorted out the hijack button so that the people, as he's flying over Toronto, they send up jets. They sent up their Air Force to either shoot the plane down or whatever they're going to do. It landed at the airport in Toronto after a lot of people got pretty nervous. United Flight 940.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Lovely, huh?
That Sorry. Guy's not drinking anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to... bad news is, I can't control the plane anymore because I spilled my coffee on it. By the way, out to your left is Lake Ontario.
This is like a number one rule like in radio, never put liquids near the control board.
Yeah, not a good idea.
What do you think? By the way, Richie, that's an exact duplicate of how a 747 sounds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you're able to capture it that well.
Yeah, the props.
Perfect.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, a lot of people got a little nervous with that. You see it all the time. I sit and watch them feed the pilots, and they come out and they get their coffee and whatever. And you always wonder, because if you hit turbulence where they set the coffee sits down on the center console, which is where the thrusters are, which is where the radio controls are, and if you go above the thrusters, there are four or five buttons that control the altitude and the attitude. And just above that is the autopilot and most of the Boeing planes. So
don't they have cup holders?
Well, you.
I mean, minivans movie theaters and everywhere has
cup holders.
And what happens if you go through some turbulence, bumpity bump? You know, as well as I do, if you're sitting in a plane, you've got a drink, and I've more than once had a cup of hot chocolate or some orange juice or something end up in my lap. Matter of fact, almost happened coming back from L.A. last Monday. We were up over the Rocky Mountains, and sometimes it gets bumpy as the son of a gun over the Rocky Mountains.
Why wouldn't those guys have those, like, concealed or those sealed coffee cups?
Yeah.
Remember when pilots used to drink alcohol?
while they were flying?
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah, right.
They must have had a few spills in the cockpit with the alcohol in there, right?
Yeah. They probably had some cigarettes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not any longer. It's all been cleaned up so that you'll be healthier, Maria. It's all about you.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because there's enough germs in there already. Yeah. I was just taking my medicine right now because I got to go on an airplane for 20 hours. So.
Right. So you have, you're going to, where are you going? You're going to Japan
going
or
something?
Going
to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. That's right,
Hong Kong.
Yeah, why don't you take some with you so you can be on the air from Hong Kong?
You know what? I might just do that.
Yeah. Be good. I want to hear you speak Chinese. We all know that if you go to Hong Kong, you have to speak Chinese. I went to Beijing, though. They didn't make me speak Chinese. They were very happy to have me there. In fact, it was the good old days when they wanted people to know more about China 10 years or so ago. None of that.
I'm excited. I've never been to Asia. Of all the places I've been, I've never been to Asia.
Make sure that you bring plenty of snacks of food that you like, because when you get there, you will find no food that you like.
Well, I was just going to Hong Kong.
You're saying that to me? I packed
Hong Kong Hershey's nuts.
Oatmeal. I have my... almond
you think you're
going to
find oatmeal in Hong Kong?
It's basically the U.K.
Rich,
yeah.
I guarantee you, you will not find... No, it now belongs to China. You will not find any oatmeal in Hong Kong.
Well, maybe not oatmeal, but they've left it alone.
Speaking of things that you eat, in a moment we find out about a man who became very healthy eating parasitic worms. And if you haven't seen this on the internet, check out the pictures of this guy's stomach. With the worms crawling all over him. Oh, yum. It's 14 after on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Oh, please. It's 17 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. 29-year-old man had terrible stomach problems.
Mm-hmm.
Got off a plane from the U.S. in Thailand.
Okay.
He was not there to go sightseeing, have fun on the beaches. He went there for worms, parasitic worms, whose eggs he swallowed by the thousands. His doctor had told him he was crazy, that infesting himself with parasitic worms wouldn't do anything to help his ulcer. And in fact, it could make him very sick. The gastroenterologist had told the man that if he pursued this course, he would refuse to be his doctor anymore. You'll be on your own, says the doctor.
Is this the guy at Crohn's disease?
No. He had ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
So he goes to the office of a Thai doctor.
Okay. I got the video here.
Asking her to pick worm eggs out of a stool that came from a girl who was 11 years old.
Ah!
Okay, seriously?
Ah!
He was having 10 to 15 bloody bowel movements a day.
Oh, God.
Began treating himself with parasitic worms. And the results of his test are published in a medical journal. I wonder why Dr. Ken didn't talk about this.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, right. So he treats himself with parasitic worms.
Did it work?
And gets the results published in a very good medical journal. The doctors all said, oh, this is irresponsible. This is horrible. How can you do this? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Doctors are no different than anybody else. A lot of them are just so tied to the books, they can't see the forest for the trees. Anyway, the worms were able to restore the mucus production in his gut, so the ulcer problem went away, the colitis went away, and he read up a little bit enough to know that according to what has happened over there, people had this problem. This was an accident, obviously. First, you don't find who's going to go eat parasitic worms, and I wonder if this will fix my ulcerative colitis. He wanted the doctor was going to treat him with intravenous cyclosporine, which is pretty dangerous, depresses your immune system. You can get cancer later in life because it knocks it right out. And so this guy said, I'm not going to do that. He said, I was facing a terrible choice going to the doctor's treatment and not getting anywhere, looking outside the United States, and I found worms to ingest, worm eggs. Apparently, they do a lot of this sort of thing because there are so many of these things. There's so many of these problems. So, Maria, you're going over there next week? Good luck.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I knew
I should bring my own food.
He took 500 eggs and then another 1,000. Worms lived in his intestinal tract for years. Within a couple of months, his bloody bowel movements were going away. He's feeling fine. From time to time, his colitis flares up. The eggs, he sees the eggs in his own stool and extracts them, cleans them up, and eats them again.
So delicious.
Ugh.
Hey,
you realize it's breakfast hour?
For some, it's dinner for others.
If you are a vegetarian, can you still eat worms?
You know what? I've never researched that, Jennifer.
I don't think so. Especially if they come out of yourself.
Yeah.
That's just recycling, Roberta. That's just being green.
Yeah. By the way, the published magazine is Science Transitional Medicine. All right, you want to check it out? Colonoscopy shows his colitis in remission. This is now investigated by the American College of Gastroenterology. Even though the doctors here all say it was extraordinarily irresponsible, the guy's better. Hello? What is the other? What's the bottom line? The guy's better. 21 after the hour.
Types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Doug.
Listen Radio. Invite you to listen to Kim Wilson from the fabulous Thunderbirds, whose birthday is today, 59.
You know who the brother is?
Ralph. This is how I am, Regine.
Guitar player's Jimmy Fallon, Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Kim Wilson, 59 today. Let's see, Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time is 66 today. Happy birthday to her. Next up, Malcolm Young, the guitarist with AC/DC. What is that all about?
I have no idea. Let me try this one then.
Try that one, Richie. AC/DC, Malcolm Young, 57 today, born this age, 1953. Let There Be Rock! Did the Highway to Hell, remember Back in Black? Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap?
Yep.
I love that album.
I do. Do you fly on the wall for that album? Get it? Who made Who Blow Up Your Video? All from AC/DC.
Great band.
There you go. Richie thinks they're great. It's Nancy Lopez, the golfer's birthday today. She's 53, looks like. And then there's Kathy Sledge. It's my kind of music. From Sister Sledge. We are Fam-ily. Wednesday night. Yeah, crank this up, Richie, please.
Notice I get all excited about AC/DC and Doug starts dancing around the Sister Sledge.
There you go. Shows you I get taste, you got none.
Yeah, apparently.
Football Hall of Famer Howie Long's birthday is today. He's 50.
My wife's favorite.
Happy birthday to him. John Singleton, the director. Remember Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, very good movie. Groundbreaking, even some people call it. Yeah. Mark O'Toole, bassist for Frankie Goes to Hollywood, is here. Favorite performer.
Maria's favorite.
Zinging into your life. 46 he is today. Mark O'Toole. Happy birthday to him. So if today is your birthday, you are tough. You're determined. You're magnetic. You're charming. You're interesting. You are a mix of opposites. You could be a practical visionary who is willing to work hard to get to where you want to go. You possess tremendous energy. You achieve great things in life. You desire power and money and prestige. You are a money-grubbing... No, it doesn't say that. Along with the sharp wit, you may have also that humanitarian streak in you. Gives you insight into people, inspires you to help other people. And so let's see here. You got a love of beauty, art, that sort of thing. You like to give gifts. It sounds like Jennifer. Let's give out... When's your birthday?
February 6th.
Oh. Whose birthday is in January?
Maria's.
Maria, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. When's your birthday?
20th.
Oh, you'll be back by then. When are you coming back from China?
The.
We haven't decided whether you're coming back. Sounds like she may not be coming back, Rich.
But on the 20th, I'll be in the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell the Bahamas I say hello.
Yeah. So you have a quest for knowledge if your birthday is January 6th. Do you know that? Beware becoming involved in power games, though. These can deplete your positive energy. You need to be recognized. You need to be known. You need to be granted authority. So this is about, these people are about power and control, money, that kind of stuff. That's what you're about if today's your birthday. Not so great, but these guys all criticize me because I say too many nice things about people on their birthday. 28 after.
Birds are great pollinators and bug catchers.
Where healthy bird populations exist, we can be pretty sure that the environment is healthy.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There's several things you can do to protect birds.
Birds don't perceive glass the way that humans do.
Alicia King coordinates the Urban Bird Treaty Program.
So if they see a reflection of a sky in the window or greenery, there are films that you can put onto the window. Anything that kind of breaks up that image, putting decals 3 to 4 inches apart all over, you know, painting a pretty picture.
Then there's the Great Backyard Bird Count in February.
It's a weekend where people count the birds that are in their backyards or at their schoolyards or at their businesses.
Then the experts compare places to see which efforts to protect birds are working. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Amy Nellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
My name is Ruth Rusey, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is directed.
The hour now, Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang, including Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Roberta Fasinelli is here, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut. Charlotte's feeling a little bit better, not a lot of them. She's come downstairs now.
The only reason she feels bad is because you induced vomiting and diarrhea.
I didn't do it.
The
vet did.
Because you thought you poisoned her.
I didn't think I poisoned her. I thought she was exposed to poison. Thank you for making me out to be the bad guy. I didn't do it on purpose, you jerk. All right, now back to the regular schedule.
Background, everybody. Doug and Charlotte were in this farmhouse barn thing last night, and there was rat poison, and Doug was worried that she ate some. So he took her to the vet.
Last night and had her pumped out of either end.
Had her pumped out. And
she's a little under the weather this morning, but she didn't have any of it in her. I still give her vitamin K1, which is very important for clotting. If you're what happens if you're, you know, that's how the rats and the mice die. They eat this stuff, and it thins out their the walls of the intestines so that they bleed to death.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So if you have it's warfarin, and so it just thins your blood down to nothing like water.
That's cute because we take that. We take warfarin.
Well, some people do.
Some people do.
So anyway, this is a big dose of it, and so they paint these pellets green. So that for this very reason, in case something happens, you can look in the feces of the cat or the dog and see if it's there. And if it is, you're not in good shape. And at least you caught it. Give them enough K1, their system will go back in order. But Charlotte didn't have it in her system. I'm still going to give her the K1. But she is really mopey today. And you would be too if you had it coming out of both ends.
Whew. Wonder what she thinks about this whole situation.
Why are you doing this to me, Daddy? Why are you sticking that thing up my rear?
So did you look through her stool, Doug?
I did not, Clay, but thanks for asking. The vet looked through the stool.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, it was very nice. Speaking of things that are going on that are not ending well particularly, you've heard the story this week about all of the birds turning up dead.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Louisiana. And now there's a story of these mass deaths all over the world, frankly.
Sweden.
Yeah. Right. 5,000 plus in Arkansas. Hundreds of them in Sweden, apparently. Blackbirds and fish, too. Tens of thousands. If you see the pictures of the fish that have died.
2 million in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Preliminary tests on the birds indicate they died from massive trauma. Theory is they ran into a spaceship which has been invisible.
Yeah. Thank you. That's my theory.
And, yeah. Right. Now, some people think they were scared by fireworks, lightning, or some other noise. They ran into each other. That is the dumbest, stupidest.
Did you hear this dumb
I mean, you think that the government is going to sell people. They probably will. People are stupid enough to believe that. Some people are. That they've never heard, birds have never been around lightning before. Yeah. This is the first time ever in history birds have been around lightning.
Some professor from some college, Doug, said that they were actually all in the same tree, and they were sucked out and thrown to the ground by some weather pattern. All of those birds in the
same
tree.
I'm hoping that guy was not a professor at Heidelberg.
No, he wasn't. It wasn't
Thank
Heidelberg.
Yeah. But hey, you look at this stuff, and you really do, though, start to wonder, what in the world is going on? So how many different theories are there that surround this? Anybody? There's four or five different theories.
Yeah, there's four, but like an ice storm, they are flying at a certain, or a hail, or...
Yeah.
Because there's trauma to the birds.
Well, right. I mean, I'm just trying to add up all of the birds, fish, and bees that have been in stories in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had the bees, the bumblebees the other day, that 90% and 95% of the four of the... most common kinds of bumblebees, their population has been killed off. Then we hear about the 5,000 birds and the 500 birds. And then we hear about the 2 million fish and the 100,000 fish and then the tens of thousands.
Now, they say the fish, Richie, were killed by cold water stress.
In Maryland, it's the, what do they call them?
Croakers, the fish were croakers.
And
they're susceptible to being sick in colder waters.
And it's happened in the Chesapeake Bay several times before.
But it's late for them. They normally are out of there by now.
They're normally out of
there. Gone to the warmer weather.
And if it gets really cold in December, they get caught in it and boom.
Same thing happened in 1976, by the way,
right,
to the fish. Not likely that the same thing that the birds flew into, the UFO, is going to affect the fish.
Well,
maybe
in flash
swam into a UFO too.
In flash forward, all the birds fell out of the sky, and you had Hurley's numbers win the lottery the other day. So it's like ABC's taking over the world.
Yep, the Mayan calendar, all this stuff. Oof.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that the Judgment Day is May 21st. Are you guys ready?
Of 2011?
Yeah, like in a couple months.
I thought 2012 was the year.
Yeah, there were
12. 12-12.
That's the Mayan calendar, although I just read that that's not going to happen because the planets are not going to be in alignment on that day.
Really?
But a lot of Christian groups are coming out saying that May 21st will be Judgment Day, and then the end of the world will be October 21st. It was in the Huffington Post yesterday.
There's a post on the social media right now that's at the top of a website called Reddit.com that says, how do I get these birds to stop running into my cloaked spaceship and don't get me started on the fish in my submarine?
Uh-huh.
You know, that might be a point, because they say they died of blunt trauma impact, the birds.
Yeah, when they hit the ground.
Hey, it's when they hit the spaceship.
When they hit the spaceship.
Yeah, exactly.
Their insides are liquefied.
They said they were dead when they hit the ground.
Kid with the program, will you
then
please?
Where did they get the blunt trauma?
When they ran into the spaceship.
Then they would have two of them, one from the spaceship, one from the ground.
Well, they'd be sure to be dead that way.
You guys would make terrible Quincy's.
Yeah.
CSI.
And you make a terrible friend at a party, okay?
CSI Framingham on the air. This is an incidental quip that comes from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. The movie that is still number one, Little Fockers, $70 million worth of salaries. They've taken in $105 million, but just to produce the movie, they had to pay $70 million. $20 million each for Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro. $15 million for Owen Wilson. This is the reason I tell you the story. It's kind of interesting to see the relative value and worth of these people that we see starring in the various movies. Ben Stiller's worth $20 million is way beyond me. You think he's the same caliber
as
Robert De Niro?
What about Barbara Streisand? That's what I was thinking.
$7 million. She gets
when
seven.
I saw her in the movie, I noticed that they cut her. I mean, it was a hilarious movie. Hilarious.
Was it? Yeah.
But the whole time I was watching it, I was thinking, how much do these people get paid? And I noticed that Barbara Streisand, her role was kind of carved down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought they probably just couldn't afford her.
Yeah. Owen Wilson, $15 million. Dustin Hoffman got $7.5 million. Jessica Alba got $3 million. She plays the daughter that's married to Ben Stiller, right?
Wow.
No, she's not married to Ben. That's Cherry Polo.
Oh, so who's Jessica Alba playing?
I don't know. She's new to this movie, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't remember her.
So the wife of Ben Stiller is a nobody? She gets nothing?
Well, she's not the most famous
she's
actress.
She's not on this list. De Niro and Stiller, $20 million. Owen Wilson, $15 million. Another waste of money. $7 million for Barbara Streisand.
Why is he a waste of money? He's good.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. The two and of so them, is right? Ben Stiller.
Nah, they aren't.
Owen Wilson's just a surfer guy, dude. You know, just kind of dudish.
But De Niro is the one that pulls people in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you say what you will about Streisand. People want to see her and Dustin Hoffman more than they want to. I don't. Well, it's probably an age thing, right? Would you think that's it? That's what Richie's going to tell you.
Well,
it's
Ben Stiller is the main character of the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
The central character.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. This just in, guys. Ben Stiller fell out of the sky.
And his insides were liquid.
Trauma when he hit the ground.
And he's only got one blunt force trauma mark on him.
Uh-huh. All right, coming up next. How much would you pay for enough sushi to feed you and your friends for a life?
Oh.
17 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Savings based on refill of non-insured medication and plus discount.
As we talk a lot on the Good Day program about the healthful benefits of probiotics, the folks who make Sustanex also make Digestive Advantage. It's a formula that is upscale a little bit, taking care of a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments. I wonder if I can give that. I was thinking some of that Digestive Advantage for Charlotte to calm her.
Good idea. Didn't so Dr. Kent tell her you could give her Sustanex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Special probiotics not only defend against digestive issues, like gas and bloating and diarrhea, IBS, that sort of thing, but they boost your immune system. Digestive Advantage IBS is available at drugstore and supercenters everywhere around the country. Check them out at Target and Walgreens, CVS. all of the Rite Aid stores, the stores you'd expect. And there's a digestive section of the stores where you will find this. It's lactose defensive as well. Lactose and gas, important products. in treating them, you will find success using Digestive Advantage IBS. All right, a word to the wise. Speaking about eating, the giant tuna
sold
at auction.
Oh, fish. Wow.
Weighed 750 pounds,
mm-hmm.
brought in $380,000 at auction in Tokyo. This is the first fish auction of the year.
Where was it caught?
It was caught off the coast of Japan.
Yeah.
Big bluefin tuna. Ever seen pictures of it?
No, I haven't. I've missed it. I missed the tuna news.
It's the length of your car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Doug, my brother has the record for catching the largest tuna in the Bahamas.
Really?
And,
yeah, well,
and it was 6 hours getting it to shore or on the boat.
Yeah.
And they called the fish auction before they ever got to the dock and had it sold.
Really? How much did they get for it?
It was the size of a Volkswagen Beetle, he said. I think it was 640 pounds. I don't.
Do people buy the big ones to eat them?
This one was bought by a wholesaler.
Yeah.
It would be in restaurants in Japan and in Hong Kong.
So why don't they just buy a bunch of small ones?
Well, they don't. They catch and use the whatever they can find.
The meat's different.
But the thing that I would want to know is how old. I wish there was somebody around that we could find that would tell us how old would a tuna that got to be that big, how old would the tuna be?
Just going to cut it in half and count the rings.
It's a that's a line that's already been used today.
I will tell you,
thank you,
Doug. When you and I went to Guam in 1998.
Yeah, was that
to visit K-57. We got there and we went to this little party given by the governor, and we walked in.
Mm-hmm.
We walked into this party and they had a tuna laying there and it was cut up into sushi.
Yeah,
you were grossed out.
I was
in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh my, Maria, Jennifer,
I would love it.
Roberta, it was the freshest sushi I've ever put in my mouth. It was amazing.
Ugly.
Oh,
ugly.
So ugly.
Ugly.
Like eating butter.
I mean, like eating butter is like committing suicide. How do you know it's in there? It could be all kinds of things. The same stuff that's in the you know, it's the same basic area where the guy went to get his system fixed.
That's fine.
Parasitic
whatever
worms.
I got in my system. Let me tell you something. Whatever I drank when I'm in my 20s, it'll kill whatever I eat now.
Yeah. Still there, eh?
Yeah. I knock back a couple of beers here and there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it takes care of everything.
It bothers me a little bit when you look at these sorts of things and wonder how much fishing is there? How many fish are there in the sea? We have 6.4 billion people. We can't feed them all. How many people go to bed hungry every night? And yet churches and politicians, governments are continuing to tell people that they need to go forth and multiply more.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's not necessarily here we go, but it is true that we have too many people on the planet. Who can deny the reason there's so many problems, even in our own country, is because there are too many people. Can't drive on the roads well. You can't buy enough of the right kinds of food. You can't even find the right ingredients to take care of your car. Well, it's too many people. So what do you do about it? You just say, and you believe some foolish religious tradition or mandate or teaching. My religion is number one.
And have all of the female
You teach people the consequences of having too many children. Whether it's the consequences to an individual family. Imagine if how many children in your family, Maria? There's 6, right? 7?
I was the oldest of 9.
9. Okay. So imagine what would be going on in our country today if even in this generation, you're 2 generations removed from the mothers and fathers of the present time.
Back in the,
imagine having 9 children today.
Before the 70s or 80s, everybody was having 5, 6.
On the farm, they had more kids because they needed them to work.
Yeah.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Council.
A new era begins on Capitol Hill, but how cooperative will it be? Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. You remember the midterm elections back in November? Democrats basically had their heads handed to them by Republicans, creating a shift in the balance of power in the House of Representatives. Yesterday, that power officially shifted as Congress got back to work.
For the meeting of the 112th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
And with Republican control in the House, Nancy Pelosi is now House Minority Leader, with Republican John Boehner the new Speaker of the House. Republicans also take over leadership roles of all committees. For instance, you have the important House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, a committee with subpoena power. The new chairman is Congressman Daryl Issa, who spent some time yesterday backtracking from comments he made last fall when he called the Obama administration the most corrupt in history.
Corrupt or corrupted or failure, it's no different than a disk drive that's giving you some bits that are wrong. Yeah, I've never said it's illegal. I've never made any of the statements that are often said on CNN that imply wrongdoing of the president at a criminal level.
Issa went on to say there will be no witch hunt. As for what he does plan on doing,
as chairman, I intend to go back to the beginning of the Bush administration and look at the early funding of the war and many things that can never be allowed to happen again. We cannot give the president blank checks for walking around money.
Oh, and by the way, it wasn't just the House of Representatives that was back in business yesterday. You also have the Senate.
Senate will come to order.
Yeah, good luck.
The Senate will come to order.
Vice President Joe Biden sounding like a substitute teacher, trying his best to get senators to sit down and pay attention. Only thing missing there were the spitballs. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the East, we keep those quiet midweek runs with good grooming and snowmaking on a nice, firm, fast, granular basis. Maybe some snow this weekend as well will soften everything up. Waterville Valley riding up over 36 runs in New Hampshire. They ride the smooth, loose, granular, patch powder snow. In Vermont, Okemo now with up over 80 runs have been making snow in their superpipe area. Killington getting ready to groom over 60 of their 76 runs. 15 lifts open and plenty of snow making this week at Killington. Jay Peak in northern Vermont with about 17 runs. Heading out west, you'll find some fresh snow recently in Utah, like at Park City, 112 trails where they picked a couple inches of new snow just a few days ago. Snowbird at 85 runs. They have patch powder. At Altenau, 114 trails. It's over 2,000 acres. They ride at full operation. Towson, New Mexico, with up over 50 runs. It's patch powder there. Mammoth, California, scoring fresh snow. 150 trails with a recent 2 feet of new snow in the last 5 days. More details at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks up yesterday. The Dow with a 32-point gain to 11,723. S&P up 6. NASDAQ tacking on 21 points. Crude oil up about a dollar a barrel to $90.37. A probe is underway into events that took place earlier this week when a pilot spilled coffee on a cockpit panel, leading to a false hijack warning. This plane made an emergency landing in Canada. At issue is whether United Airlines warns pilots not to hold beverages over the electronic console. By the way, there's a 1964 movie called Fate is the Hunter, in which an airliner crashes because, as it turns out, coffee is spilled on a console. Two names added to baseball's Hall of Fame, Roberto Alomar and Burt Blyleven, both receiving enough votes for induction this summer. Among the names that fell way short, two that have been tied to steroids, Rafael Palmeiro, who was on the ballot for the first time, and Mark McGuire, who seems to be losing support with each successive year. Any comment, Mark?
I'm not here to discuss the past. I'm here to be positive about this subject.
We got you. Finally, let's talk about Ted Williams. Not the late Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer with the frozen head. No, this Ted Williams is homeless. He's a former radio announcer who was discovered, if you will, holding a hand-lettered sign by the side of the road in the Cleveland, Ohio area. A reporter from the Cleveland Dispatch newspaper drove by, interviewed and filmed Williams, and then put it on YouTube where it went viral. Listen to this guy's voice.
You're listening to nothing but the best of oldies. You're listening to Magic. Thank you so much.
The 53-year-old Williams found himself on CBS's early show yesterday, saying that after a battle with alcohol and drugs, he's been clean for 2 years now. After his TV appearance, Williams said he was off to see his 92-year-old mom in New York City, who he hasn't seen for many years.
One of my biggest prayers that I sent out was that she would live long enough for me to see me, you know, rebound.
And this rebound includes a job offer. The NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers have offered Williams a full-time voiceover job, along with a house and more. What a story. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.